Here in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 11, this is letter number 3805. And this is dated, they don't have the exact date over here, so it says the end of El, Tavshin Tezvav. There's a question mark because they don't know for sure. Sometimes they have a letter they couldn't make out. This is what they thought. The Rebbe is writing this letter, Tavosi V'chosi Barein Chaim Sheyichya Aronson. So he writes to the Rebbe in a letter of the 27th day of Elul. That's how they know, because from the 27th day of Elul, this was towards the end of the year. But maybe they're not sure if this was in, they had other ways of 1955, Tavshin Tezvav, maybe it could be another year. See, the question mark is on the year, Tavshin Tezvav, so maybe they're not sure if it was 1955. It definitely seems it was the end of the month. And, you know, but, so the Rebbe says, you mentioned in your letter that your father, peace unto him, used to go from Lipla, he used to live in the city of Lipla, and later on from Vitebsk to the Rebbe's, the leaders, the prince, those are the Rebbe's, with the titles Zuchusim Yogim Aleinu in Lubavitch. In other words, they lived in Lubavitch, and his father used to walk. So the Rebbe says, I would be very interested to know whether there is some writings, some markings that they marked down, or writing of Hasidus which remained from your father of peace unto him. Maybe Father of Hashalom, maybe there's something left over. And if yes, maybe is it possible for us to know their content or a writing, etc. And the Rebbe says, I thank you from in advance, I thank you. Now, the Rebbe wanted to know, his person whose father used to walk to Lubavitch, I guess he lived first in Lipla and then in Vitebsk, and he used to walk to the Lubavitch, to the Rebbe's over there. So the Rebbe is wondering, perhaps maybe there's some treasures left over that his father left over, and the Rebbe once asks him to share it with him.